1 Thessalonians chapter 3. So when we couldn't wait any longer, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, so that no man would be moved by these afflictions, for you know that we are appointed to them. For truly, when we were with you, we told you before that we would suffer tribulation, just as it happened, and you know. For this reason, when I could no longer wait, I sent to know your faith, to make sure the tempter didn't successfully tempt you, and that our labor hasn't been in vain. But now, when Timothy came from you to us, and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you have good memories about us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brothers, we were comforted about you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if you stand strong in the Lord. For what thanks can we give back to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sakes before our God? Night and day, praying exceedingly, that we would see your face and would perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and the Lord make you to increase and flourish in love toward each other and toward all men, just as we do toward you, to the end that he will establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.